150 people turned out for the public meeting hosted by Fairbanks International Airport and state environmental officials. Meeting attendees like airport area resident Amanda Phipps shared their experiences with perfluorinated compound well contamination.
I don't want to be responsible for somebody else's health issues because of contaminated water.
Phipps says she moved to the neighborhood last summer and bought a rental property.
And we've spent the last several months buying supplies and fixing it up in order to rent it, only to find out in October that the well had failed because of contamination. Nobody wants to rent this place. You can't rent a 3-bedroom dry house. Nobody wants that.
Phipps has one of 42 airport neighborhood wells that have so far tested near or above an EPA health advisory level for perfluorinated compounds. Studies have linked ingestion of the man-made chemicals to a range of health impacts, from elevated cholesterol to increased cancer risk. Phipps says she backed out of an owner finance deal for the rental property because of the contamination.
So we just had to take a major loss because of that. And, you know, that's just a couple months. There's people in this room who have worked 20, 30 years for the houses that they live in.
The airport is providing drinking water deliveries to affected property owners and plans to cover the cost of connecting them to city water next summer.
The airport is doing the responsible thing, but I don't think they're going far enough.
Esther resident Douglas Yates is pushing for additional action in light of unanswered questions.
The experts again and again said that there's a series of unknowns. We don't know, we haven't studied it, we're looking forward to more studies coming in. The responsible people who care about human lives and disease and keeping people healthy and active, they are going to want to install the state-of-the-art carbon filters for people who want to continue using their well water. Otherwise, they need to buy their well.
Faced with tough questions about health and property impacts and potential compensation, airport spokeswoman Angie Speer was apologetic.
I can't fix this problem, and I apologize. I do. I sincerely apologize, and I know that's probably, you know, fairly weak, but there's not, you know, a better start to this conversation. I do encourage you to file a claim.
Speer says even those whose wells have not tested within the advisory range can file claims with the state. Perfluorinated compound well contamination from firefighting foams has also been an issue around Eielson Air Force Base and around a regional firefighting training center in the city for the last few years. Robert Burgess with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation's Contaminated Sites Program says regulators were surprised to find off-site contamination around Fairbanks International Airport.
Based on our previous knowledge of where these fire training areas were, and our understanding of how the groundwater moved, we did not predict that it would be heading to these neighborhoods. So our understanding of this site has evolved.
Burgess says current research says that while people should not drink water from perfluorinated compound contaminated wells, it is okay to bathe in.
Watering the garden is a more complicated question. In some cases, it may be fine. It is a pathway that DEC will evaluate, but right now the focus is again back to drinking water.
Perfluorinated compound water contamination is an emerging issue globally, and the compounds are still used in firefighting foams, as well as in common products from some food packaging to fabric, carpet, and cookware coatings. Fairbanks resident Nana Paldi elevated discussion of local concerns to a higher level.
I think that we have to address the ultimate responsibility back onto the chemical companies, and I don't know exactly how to do that.
Airports are still required to use and test firefighting foams containing perfluorinated compounds, but U.S. production and use of the chemicals has been curtailed since 2002 as concerns about pollution have heightened. Although the majority of Americans still have the chemical in their blood, levels are declining. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.